Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app. And as always, streaming live on YouTube. I want to say hi to our YouTube viewers. More and more people watching on YouTube. We appreciate it so much, you watching on YouTube.
Now I see it. I hadn't seen
what?
It.
See what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I hadn't seen it all those other times.
I don't know what you're talking about. The Top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming. What's today's date?
14th.
Okay.
11-14.
Okay. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman. New season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, as always, a lot of stuff going on at WIP, and I think this is a pretty eventful week.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of funny things happened on the station, so okay. We're breaking it down here in the top five. Target number five is Hugh Douglas just taking down Zach Bond and his and his young family by roasting his socks.
Well,
I didn't hear about
so
this.
So, check your phone. Yeah. Check your phone.
Yeah, I saw it earlier.
Hugh has a point. You as
a
point. Of
course he does, yes.
What is the sock shoe combination there on our all-pro linebacker, Zach Bond?
Yeah, but what's... And the jeans are... They might be Jordan-y. Yeah, the socks are...
Yes, it's a tough look, man.
Yeah, because... He's wearing, like, black penny loafers almost.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing jeans.
And no one wears those anymore, right? Like, they're done.
Yeah, those are done. I mean, who am I to say? I wear sneakers every day, but... And he's wearing jeans, but he's also wearing white athletic socks with the black penny loafers and the jeans. And they're not even plain white socks. They have, like, the black athletic stripe on them.
It's like they're tube socks.
Yeah. Like, look, man.
I don't think I've worn white tube socks since I played.
I mean, why would you?
And he's there with his child and his beautiful lady there, and they're looking like, you know, they're sitting on a step.
You can say it's his wife.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if it's his girlfriend.
He has his wedding ring on.
Oh,
his
I didn't see that. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Him and his. Oh, he's wearing a wedding band as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. A very nice family picture. But what is Hugh doing? Why does Hugh have to roast them?
Because he saw that picture and couldn't get past it.
It's hard to get past once you do notice it, though. So I do see Hugh's point.
Yeah, because he texts me earlier. He's like, man, what is going on? I'm like, I don't know.
Man, Hugh is just on one this week.
Yeah, this week he's been lively this week.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. The fourth funniest thing that's happened this week is, I guess, on the morning show, there's this thing going on where Seltzer is willing to go full frontal.
Oh, yeah.
For $50,000. So here's a little bit of them setting it up with Jason Kelce, of all people, earlier this week.
So, Jason, we stumbled about a week or so ago into this conversation about full frontal nudity. Okay. And
I forgot that we were coming back to this. Okay,
yes. So, Joe really stumbled into it, if we're going to be honest.
So I was trying to figure out what it would take to get Seltzer to do full frontal, because he referenced like he might or something, and I'm like, well,
oh, wow.
He's like, a million. He's like, well, yeah. And then I'm like, well, 500,000. He's like, yeah, I'll still do it. And we got all the way down to 50,000. Like, he wouldn't do it for 49,000, but he says he would do it for 50,000. So that's
tax-free. Important.
Tax-free. Yep.
Tax-free.
And and he requires an official notice from the company that he wouldn't get fired for this. So,
in writing, obviously.
In
yes.
writing. So here's...
We'll have to establish a nonprofit organization for the taxes.
Are we talking about one photo, or would it be like a calendar?
Don't care.
He doesn't care.
I just need one. Hold on.
Okay, first of all...
Why does Richie want a calendar?
Well, right, he wants one for each month.
Well, yeah, this is happening. This has got to happen.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easily happen.
Okay, so...
But why is the camera obsessed with it?
Well, I don't care. I'm obsessed with it now, too. So the first thing
but
is...
why?
Well, the first thing is, there's no such thing as tax-free. If you're going to get the $50,000... So if he wants a net 50, he's going to have to get
75,
80, something like that. That's what we're going to need, because he's going to have to pay taxes on it.
Get taxed like I get taxed.
Yeah. We're not going to put it in a suitcase of cash. But if he'll go full frontal for 50 grand, we can raise 50 grand. I mean, it's not like whatever.
Are y'all nuts?
No, I want him to do it.
And no pun intended there.
You yeah, know, yeah.
Nuts hanging out.
Nailed it.
Man.
No,
seriously, what are they doing with the...
Well, he's not Brad Pitt. It'll be amazing. We're not looking at Brad Pitt in Fight Club or something here. No offense,
what
Jimmy.
Are we looking at?
I want
to do it. We're talking
about
him being naked, right?
Yes.
What are you talking about then?
Then I
Who wants
to
see this?
That's the question.
I want him to do it. I want him to do it.
You want to raise the $50,000.
Well, because you know I like challenges like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, sure. Well, not like...
Would you do it for 50 grand?
No.
No.
Jack?
He won't even take his shirt off.
Yeah, I'm a shirt on in the pool
Are you
guy.
Sure? 50 grand could be a year of college for one of your children.
Yeah, well, it could also... Depending on
a semester of college.
We could also double that.
Yeah.
We could also double that on Eagles' money line.
All right, you're not getting the money.
Yeah. It's not even... the raising the money would be funny. I'm not like... Can't wait to see the photo.
Well, I just need the photo to be released. It's not like I need to see James naked.
Well, that's what I was wondering here.
No, I need it to happen.
You wanted to happen.
I just need it to exist. And I don't think $50,000 is a lot of money, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's not changing James's life.
No.
So James has a good job. $50,000, again, a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's not going to change his life.
Sure.
It will help him.
Yeah.
It's not going to change his life.
He lives in a city.
Yes.
So it's definitely not changing his life.
No. So... I don't think James knows that for the rest of his career, he will likely be defined by this photo.
And that's what you want.
Well, I want him to put his blank where his mouth is.
Oh, my.
Or his money where his...
Yeah.
Please move on to the next thing.
Get to the
please.
Next one.
Get I'm going to partner
that's
with...
That's the last line I needed to hear right there.
I will partner with the camera on this.
All right. Maybe we could raise it at our basketball game.
Yeah.
The third funniest thing that happened this week, as we just played on the belt, we had a bit of a problem with Elliot at press conferences this week. Obviously, we have this one.
You had mentioned as a coach.
Ooh, he kind of put you in your place there. Yeah. Good.
As a coach.
And the awkward Elliot laugh. But also, what is... Now, we never critique on someone on how to do their job, but what is this question from Elliot to Nick Sirianni earlier today?
Last time when you come up here, you'll have on the shirt of a player. Just curious, yes, not football, but do you ever pick like, all right, let me wear this player's shirt this week to send a message, or is it just the first one that comes out of the closet?
Yeah, sometimes.
He's asking about the shirts that he's wearing. Come on, Elliot.
What do you want to do?
Of all he could ask, the questions.
Well, what type of shirt was he wearing?
He was wearing a Slim Reaper hoodie, I believe.
Oh,
today.
Smitty. Okay.
Yeah. Yet now.
Interesting week for it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Now it is his birthday.
There you go. Happy birthday, Slim Reaper.
27.
Speaking of Smitty, I got an email. I'm on the Eagles mailing list or whatever. Of all weeks, got an email yesterday. Subject line, inside the mind of an elite all caps receiver. And I'm like, oh, is this... and it was about Smitty. So I thought maybe...
Oh, you thought it was about AJ?
Well, I thought you know, interesting to be saying elite receiver about somebody else.
The Eagles picking sides?
Yeah. And let's be honest, Nick is wearing whatever free stuff he gets sent in the mail.
Yeah.
And
but it does make sense it's Smitty's birthday.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. For sure. It does. The second funniest thing that happened this week, yes, if you missed it, last night, I almost lost it on the air in more ways than one. Here's the initial setup of me almost going to the bathroom on the air.
Yeah, well, so the problem is, right, not that he's obviously he's missing free throws, but he's not getting that many attempts. He's getting 2-3-0 attempts.
Yeah.
And, he needs to get more physical with his game, if I'm going to be completely honest. But, yeah, his college free throw percentage was just over 70%, and I'm hoping he can turn it around.
Sure. Okay. Appreciate the phone call. Going to be completely honest. Really got to go to the bathroom, so we're going to take a quick break. I know. It's a prairie dog situation in here. So we're going to take a quick break, but don't you worry. A full extended Fritz and Sixth coming up next. So don't go anywhere. A lot of Phil's thoughts, everything else. Coming back!
Oof.
It's a prairie dog situation.
If you missed it, there is video. Thank God the cameras were running.
Oh, yeah.
We have Fritz jumping around uncomfortably, waiting for the OG Jason phone call to end.
Yep, yep.
Get through it. And as you said earlier, you did send out a couple of warning shots while you were there.
Yeah, a couple of warning shots, seeing if the situation was going to, you know, dissipate.
Yeah, it didn't.
It increased.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Right. It happens. But the funniest thing that happened this week is congratulations, Joe DeCamera, 300 game winner. Here was his, of course, ridiculous reaction to that feat.
Damn it.
What do we got?
Congratulations.
That's how you do! The Hammer! How did Joe and Ridley Park do?
4-1.
All right, 4-1. The Hammer! 300! Up, yeah! 300! Let me say this. That was damn impressive. Let me do this. The Hammer! 300 for the Hammer.
So, just for some context,
he's kind of excited.
They've been on the air how long here? 10 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, 300's not that impressive. They're on 52 weeks a year. It's not that impressive. It's not. And the second thing is that every Beat the Hammer is about one of three things. The 93 Phillies, the 01 Sixers, or the 04 Eagles. Everyone. If just to get a legitimate Beat the Hammer, we need somebody other than Seltzer coming up with the questions. And again, I am not suggesting that Seltzer is feeding the camera the questions. I don't think that is happening. But I do think they're tailoring the questions to Joe DeCamera's strengths. Hey, how about this, Jack? If there was a question that said, name one player on the Houston Texans, do you think Joe DeCamera would be able to do it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not named C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, you had to say not named C.J. Stroud.
I bet he wouldn't be able to even name C.J. Stroud.
Really?
Really.
All right.
Like,
I don't think you named two.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's very old history.
It's old history in a certain time zone. it's like when Joe was 17, 23, and 28.
Yeah.
It's just not that impressive. And the other thing is like the caller is in a very difficult position, you know, on their heels. I don't know.
They don't know what the topic is.
They don't know what the topic is. Who knows if Joe knows what the topic's going to be? I don't know.
You really going after the hammer on his 300 win?
I'm just saying.
It's a big accomplishment.
That the man enjoys 300
win. Did you like when he pulled out a poster board with his face on all over it, with the Hall of Famer on it?
It's not
he
just
did?
Yeah. And he had a cake there for it.
Oh, so they knew he was going to win.
Well, it seems like they had an idea.
Oh, I wonder how that happened.
Interesting.
Wonder how that happened.
Ava made it down.
Yeah, Ava was there. Station leadership was there.
Do you know what the final question was? I bet it was about the 04 Eagles, the 016ers, and the 93 Phillies.
It was about 300 game winners.
Okay.
Ah.
I just think this is my challenge to Joe. For 1 month, have someone else come up with the questions.
Uh-oh.
That's it. That's my only challenge. That then, if he wins, if he goes, at least here is my other proposition. If somebody else comes up with the questions for 1 month, I bet he won't even go 500.
Do you remember when we did the was it West Wing?
Yes,
West
Wing Carlin challenge? Beat him.
Yeah,
he choked against Carlin.
Yep. Yeah, Carlin beat him in the West Wing challenge
for a show that he watches regularly.
Watched 35 times or something.
And somebody else asked a question.
It was Zioli from WPHT.
Yeah,
because he didn't have his guy.
Yeah,
you know. He didn't have his little bulldog coming up with the questions for him.
Something's fishy.
Something's fishy. That's all I'm saying. Congratulations, Joe, on your fraudulent champ. You know what it is? It's like a WWE wrestler celebrating his 10th title or something. And be like, oh, well, you know, they wrote it for you to win. He should win more.
And he wanted to get to 300 before he lost his 50th.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Honestly, losing as many times as he has is embarrassing. He's a host on WIP.
Is he 349?
Is that his record?
I think so.
I think. And he got the 300 before he got his 50th loss?
Yeah, amazing how that happens. Amazing how that happens.
I wonder. It's all adding up.
Oh, well, I wonder if he got.
He keeps ducking Ike. Like, Ike wants to come on.
I don't know. Do I got to beg to go on that show?
Yeah, every time you see him, basically you bring up, I want to go on and do it on the open.
And I don't care if he beats me. I just want to go on there and see how he stacks up with me, with some other. And we can't do 93 Phillies and.
No, no, no. You know what? I say we just show up one day with Ike at the Borgata and just say, Ike is not leaving until you play him and be the hammer.
It's a hostile takeover.
And we have a neutral. Yep. Party coming up with the questions.
Yep.
Because we know that Lakin.
We can't even trust Rod.
No, no, no. Because
he's teamed a camera.
Well, yeah, he's tried to fix the whole Fritz to camera thing. There's no doubt he's in on fixing Beat the Hammer. I just don't think it's a legitimate championship. I just don't think it's legitimate. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Oh, another question of what was the outfield platoon for the 93 Phillies? Whoa, I wonder if Joe's going to get it.
Just when I felt the feud was dying down.
Oh, I wonder if Joe's going to get it.
Well, didn't you help come up with the game?
I did. Well, I came up with the name.
All right.
Yeah.
They wanted to do
Beat the Deke.
Yeah, he used to be the Deke back
the
in
Deke.
The day.
And I thought the Hammer was a funnier nickname.
Way better.
Yeah, well, come on, man. You know.
Beat the Deke.
Yeah, I was a pretty good program director.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
I don't think it's the question as much as it is the people that call over like, I'm really not good at sports trivia.
Yeah.
Can we start rigging it and start getting some real callers in there?
Well, I just want it to be like, I want him to go up against some real competition with actual questions that the listener has a chance and aren't catered toward Joe.
I think they should screen the people. Like, oh, I didn't realize we were going to do baseball. I'm not good at baseball, and it's like the week of the World Series. Like, it's just, come on. Don't call. Why do you call if you're not good at trivia? Like,
well, that's the other thing. It's the other thing that Seltzer is involved in. Seltzer is so busy trying to whore himself out for $50,000, doesn't spend any time screening the calls. It's like wants to show his bits and pieces for money.
Right.
What are we doing here? You know?
That's creepy, too. He literally said, I want the pitcher. the camera.
I
want to picture any of my friends.
Well, several pictures, it seems like. It seems like he would do as many pictures as we need. You know, him with bunny ears, full frontal.
He's not ashamed. He is not ashamed.
Him wearing a tie, also full frontal. Him in socks, full frontal.
People got to eat dinner. It's dinner time. Spike.
Him in heels, full frontal. Sorry, Gary. Go ahead.
This is not right. Yeah, somebody said if you're scared, get a dog. You got a dog, so what's up, dude?
Me? It's not scared. It's less about fear. It's just more in that I had a moment where I believe, to a certain extent, I betrayed my cohesive moral code on Tuesday by saying, yeah, I guess if they win, they win. And maybe this week has shaken me, but maybe it has shaken me back into my own reality, which is to doubt the Philadelphia Eagles.
But all they do is
win.
Yeah. I think their defense is so decimated. I think AJ cried enough. We could see some passing this week. I think it's going to be a fun Sunday night.
Yeah, it's a bummer the Lions are so banged up.
No, yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I wish they were healthy. This is going to give them an excuse.
Much into the game plan on Monday, so they got plenty of plays for this week.
I hope so.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. I actually don't think, you said it'll be a big AJ game. Big difference between the last year and this year. Last year, there was an AJ complaint. There was an overcorrection the next week. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're getting that this year. I think they're tired of it. I think they're going to do the same thing they always do. If AJ happens to be open, AJ will be open, and they'll throw it to him. But they're going to do, I salute Jalen, I salute Petullo, I salute Nick in saying, and this is big of me in that I am, again, not perceived as a Jalen guy, fairly not perceived as a Jalen guy. But on this one, I think AJ is in the wrong, and the rest of the team is they are in the right in doing what is best for the team, not just to shut him up. Because what they've learned is nothing's going to shut him up.
And speaking of Jalen, you had OG so twisted that plane couldn't land.
Oh.
It was all cornfield. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He was just going around and around and around. I feel like I was watching NASCAR.
Yeah, I just wanted him to make his point. That's all. He's like, land my plane. You know, when you're saying I'm going to land my plane, there's got to be a climax at the end. Well, maybe the wrong.
A landing.
Landing.
Yeah, the place to land.
Yeah, the place to land.
Nailed it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jack, man, listening to that guy talk last night, you must have been dying because he was talking so slow. Just throwing out useless stat after useless stat.
It's his bit, always bringing
up. Yeah, what was going on with the edge cone free throws?
It's OG Jason's bit.
Yeah.
He said he can't shoot free throws?
Well, in order for him to be a really good NBA player, he needs to be a better free throw shooter.
Oh.
So he's on his free throw shooting watch.
He's watching his free throws.
I know.
Yeah.
And it really needed him to speed through it. So I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. All right, Gary. Thank you, buddy.
You know where I'm heading.
Gary, did your team win their playoff game?
They won. They're in the championship game tonight. That's where I'm heading right now.
Oh, who's the championship game against?
I have a lot of names I could say, but it's Glassboro.
Okay. You have a lot of names.
Not a fan of Glassboro.
You don't like Glassboro? Do you call them Asboro?
Well, that'd be good. We should do that.
Yeah, there you go. What's the line?
Interesting addresses in Glassboro.
What's the line on tonight's game?
I have no line.
Okay,
but I know that my son and those boys are going to give everything they got. So hopefully, I'll have a good call next week.
And where is the game being played?
Glassboro.
Okay, that's not far from.
And what is your address?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You want my email address or my phone number?
It's her baseball
23 at Yahoo. All right, Gary.
I'll give you my landline.
Yeah.
1980.
All right, Gary. Thank you, buddy. Good luck tonight. Good luck to you and the team.
All right, brother.
Yeah. I don't think the Eagles are going to – I don't think there's going to be, like, the overcorrection that everybody expects on Sunday.
Nope.
They're going to do whatever they got to do to win the football game.
Yeah. And AJ will get his opportunities.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to go out of their way to do it.
No. Yeah. Because it doesn't matter. I think, really, if they could be assured that if they took one game and forced it to them, that he would be quiet the rest of the year. I think they might even do it. It might even be worth it. But he has proven it doesn't really matter. And it doesn't matter if he gets the ball or doesn't get the ball. He's going to do something about it anyway. So,
well, and here's the other thing from their perspective, and they've handled this appropriately as far as trying to pour water on the whole situation. But we, or a lot of us, have taken this is some sort of critique or shot at Jalen. But this also includes the offense and the play designers. And sure, that's Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni. So the more you keep talking about the offense, well, who are you talking about?
Right. Everybody but you.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, who are you talking about?
Everybody but you.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're gonna, I'm with you. I don't think they're gonna change what they think is the best way to win.
Yeah. And they've been winning plenty without getting him the ball as much as he wants. You know, maybe not scoring as much as we would like or they would like, that's for sure. But, you know. All right.
Too focused on the offense.
Yeah.
Just as long as they win. Yeah.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Wow, man. The football, it's been a wild week on the WIP afternoon show.
Uh-huh.
Can't believe it's almost over.
I know.
Got about 35 minutes left. We'll get you our weekend picks coming up next, let you know how we fared last week. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.